Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right, welcome everybody. I am your host, Nicholas. I'm joined by our
Wow.
consummate professional host, Jeremy,
Hello,
and
everybody.
our, well, he's here and wants to be a host, Justin.
And I have a cat. We made it.
Right, guys. Well, this is week three of our Who Played It Better series. We finally made it to DC. This is the big one. This is the granddaddy. This is, they might not be the oldest comic book company, and they're definitely not the oldest ones. We've already talked about them, but they are some of the first to figure out how to move their characters from the pages to the screen.
And not always in a good way.
No, I'm sure we'll have some conversation about that. All right. Well, then, just to reiterate the rules, we did not do animated. Because we would just be doing an hour on Batman, and we would all come to one answer. But so we're sticking to live action. We're not doing youth to adult transitions. We're not doing fan films. I've also left off rumors about who they're on, because there's like 30 different rumors now about who's taking over for Superman, and I don't believe a single one of them, so we'll see. All right, so I figured, let's kick it off right, and we'll start with the man himself, Bruce Wayne, Batman. Now, before today, or before I mailed you the list a couple days ago, a week or so ago, were you aware that 12 different men have played Batman on the screen? There was a list.
I could tell you I'm still not aware, having not looked at said list.
Oh, right. You can't blame me. I tried to do the work for you. All right. Well, the very first cinematic Batman was in the serials in 1943, played by Lewis Wilson. All right.
Sweet Lou Wilson.
Followed in 49 when they recast him with Robert Lowery. And then Batman went away for a little while, but came back with the ever so awesome Adam West in 66.
Jeremy, have you had a chance to view any of those?
Yeah.
All right, because I know you still have them all.
They'll be on your. They'll be on the way soon. Don't worry.
I saw Walmart had a good deal on the whole set. I almost bought it, even though I just watched it all when I borrowed it from Justin myself. We're not necessarily, well, we are here to debate who played Batman better, not necessarily what series is better. That is also important as the rule. We are saying who played Batman better, not what was the better Batman movie. All right, so we go Adam West, we go to 89 with Michael Keaton. Then we go to Val Kilmer. Then we go to George Clooney. Then we go to Christian Bale in the Nolan verse. Batfleck, Ben Affleck himself in the Snyder verse. David Mazouz in Gotham. Ian Glenn in Titans. And now Kevin Conroy is going to be brought up, even though I said we weren't going to be doing animated, because he got to play live action Bruce Wayne in the Arrowverse in one of the one or two of the episodes. They actually had him portraying Batman Bruce Wayne. And then we had Robert Pattinson in the god-awful 22 movie. And then I guess there's a show on CW that just started, some that I missed coming out, called Gotham Knights.
Interesting. No, I didn't see anything about this.
David Miller is playing Batman on that show. That's how little press that show's getting. They have a Batman, and nobody's talked about it. So
Yeah.
we are at 12 men, well, one child. But 12 men who have played Batman in some form or fashion cinematically from 1943 up until this very year. Jeremy, what say you?
Christian Bale.
All right. I mean, there is no wrong answers. We might disagree with you, but there, you know, it is up to your personal preference. Justin?
I mean, I want to say Kevin Conroy, but he's more the voice of Batman. So I'm going to go Michael Keaton, honorable mentions to Adam West.
I as well am going to go Michael Keaton with a massive honorable mention to Adam West. And I'm also going to give a slight honorable mention to Ben Affleck. The movies might have been terrible, but I thought he did a good job.
I still haven't seen the new Batman with Twilight Batman.
Oh,
Me
yeah.
neither.
Don't waste your time. But, you know, that movie will be talked about a lot here coming up here pretty in the next few minutes. Also, now that we're into this character, I have to point out that I had to separate the character of Robin or many, many other people with the actual character. So Robin, Dick Grayson. So there have been a couple of Robins of like Tim Drake or Damian Wayne, but they've only been played once cinematically. So they haven't made the list. So there's a couple characters I think we'll get down to. Huntress is one, a couple other ones that, you know, like there's multiple characters with the same name, but they're different people. That has become much bigger issue in DC than it ever did with Marvel or anything like that. So, Robin, Dick Grayson Robin, we have Douglas Croft in 43, Johnny Duncan in 49, Burt Ward in 66. Then we skip over to Chris O'Donnell, who played him with two different Batman. Then Brenton Thwaites took over the Dick Grayson character in Titans.
All right.
I mean, Robin's already a character that we probably don't care about very much to begin with, but I know who I'm voting for.
Burt
So
Ward.
I'm voting Burt Ward.
I mean, that's the only name I remember out of all the ones you just listed. So, Burt Ward.
Chris O'Donnell.
Who that?
Chris O'Donnell was in the Val Kilmer and George Clooney once.
Yeah, what else was that dude in? Anything else?
Oh man, in the mid to late 90s, he was massive. He
Lots of
was,
things, yeah.
yeah, I think right now he's on like NCIS Las Vegas or not Las Vegas, New Orleans or something like that. Or one of the Hawaii shows. I don't
One of the famous Flying Graysons.
Love me some Dick
Grayson,
Grayson.
oh boy.
Justin, you got a vote here or are you going?
I said Burt Ward.
Oh, did you? Okay. And you're sticking with Burt Ward as well, Jeremy?
Yes, I will
Okay.
stick with
All right.
that.
So now we're gonna go with Joker. I tried to keep the characters in a block so we'd talk about Batman characters and then, you know, we'll move on down. But all right, so Joker, we had our first cinematic Joker and Cesar Romero. Then Jack Nicholson played him. Then Heath Ledger took over. Then Joaquin Phoenix, then Jared Leto, then Nathan Dashwood played him in Gotham, and Barry Keoghan played him in the Robert Pattinson Batman, the 22 Batman. I don't know if this is going to be a clean sweep, but I'm curious here. Where are we going with this one?
I don't know, the Heath Ledger one is iconic. I might have to go Heath Ledger, but very closely behind with Cesar Romero. And I'd like to see more Jared Leto's take on it. I don't think he got a fair shot.
I will agree. That is my exact sentiments, exactly.
Yeah, I'll say Heath Ledger.
Cesar Romero is right behind, though.
Yeah. And the only reason I don't give it to Cesar Romero, although it does make the character, like it just, I mean, because that show is just such a different animal than the rest of the Batman stuff, but Cesar Romero refusing to shave his mustache,
It's
just.
perfect.
Yeah.
It's just the white painted mustache.
Then we go over to Harley Quinn, Harleen Quinzel, Mia Sara. All right, in the 90s, late 90s, there was a Birds of Prey series. It only lasted a season, maybe two. But
think it only made it one.
okay. But it was Harley Quinn was invented for the cartoon in like 91, 92. And then that she just immediately became a fan favorite. So they started trying to put her everywhere. So she showed up in the Birds of Prey series and Mia Sara played her. Mia Sara being from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, among many other things. Then I think the obvious vote is going to be Margot Robbie, who's played her in a bunch of different things. And because they're already putting out images, so it's officially going to happen, I had to put Lady Gaga down as Harley Quinn.
I mean, I guess it's a clean sweep here.
Lady Gaga. Oh, we weren't all going to say
I don't think so.
that. Yeah, it's a clean sweep.
I'd like to see Lady Gaga's portrayal, but for now, looking at it.
I gotta say, like, I know that Joaquin Phoenix did an amazing job as the Joker, in that movie. I didn't like the movie for reasons that I think we've covered on this podcast. I'm not sure how I'm gonna feel about Lady Gaga's portrayal of Harley Quinn. Plus, I heard that they were talking about maybe trying to make it a musical.
I've heard that too.
Which, as we discussed last week, my feelings on musicals. So,
I'd like to see Jared Leto and Lady Gaga do Joker and Harley.
I mean, I'll go see it, but I'm not necessarily.
What was it if it's a musical? Are you still gonna go see it?
Yeah, but I'll be mad about it. Okay, so then we go to Catwoman. Catwoman is a lot of fun because we have three women playing Catwoman, the same Catwoman in the Gotham, and not in the Gotham, in the Batman 66 series. We have Julie Newmar, Eartha Kitt, and Lee Merriweather, who none of them look alike.
No, nope.
Not even close. And yet they're all the same person. Then we go to Michelle Pfeiffer for my second Michael Keaton movie. Then Halle Berry, and I think we've talked about that Catwoman a lot, so we don't need to rehash that series. Anne Hathaway in the Nolan verse. And then on Gotham, we have also taking over the 66 idea of just switching the character out. We have Carmen Bicondova, or Lily Simmons, either one of those playing Catwoman. And then Zoe Kravitz playing her in the 22 Batman.
I've still not seen the 22 Batman. I would go Michelle Pfeiffer, probably. Honorable mentions to who's the other one you just said?
Well, I mean,
Anne Hathaway.
okay.
Honorable mentions to Anne Hathaway, but it's Michelle Pfeiffer. I
I'm
mean, I'm
very
for Anne
curious.
Hathaway.
Okay, I was gonna say I didn't know how Jeremy was gonna vote on this one. His voting is across the board. I can figure out how he's gonna vote. Justin, I've got a pretty good idea. I think him and I are on the same general page most of the time.
Looks like I gotta start reading a new book.
Man, my part of me wants to vote for Halle Berry, even though the movie is terrible. But my brain is gonna vote Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean, although part of me also wants to vote for Lee Merriweather. But then we have Jim Gordon, good old Commissioner Gordon, in 49, played by Lyle Talbot, in 66, played by Neil Hamilton. Pat Hing Pat Hingle did him
Oh
in all
yeah.
four and did him in all four of the. I don't know what verse, what universe they call the Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney universe, because they're all connected. But Pat Hingle did it in all four of those. The Burton, because I mean, Burton did the first two, and then
Schumacher did the
Schumacher did the
second,
other two. But
the Burton Schumacher verse.
all right, and then we have Gary Oldman playing him in the Nolan verse, J.K. Simmons playing him in the Snyder verse, Ben McKenzie doing him in Gotham, and then Jeffrey Wright doing it in 22 Batman.
I mean, if we're on the same wavelength, you should know where I'm going.
I'm thinking you're actually. Oh man, see this one, I'm having a harder time reading, but I think you're going to vote Neil Hamilton.
I am not.
Oh.
It's Gary Oldman.
Oh, okay. Not where I was going with that one. I'm going to go Neil Hamilton just so I can vote at least one time for the 66 Batman.
Gary Oldman.
All right.
Underrated.
I mean, he was very good, but I just
I'm just
I
saying, in general, Gary Oldman's underrated.
Doesn't he have at least one Oscar?
I don't know.
That
I don't listen to the Oscars.
is true. And I want to stop talking about them in general, but I can't stop myself. All right. You have now we have Alfred Pennyworth. Good old Butler Alfred. We have the tall man himself, Alan Napier. Man, the man was just tall. I mean, he was what, 6'4", 6'5", something like that. But he came out of the 66 series. Michael Gaugh played him in the Burton verse. Ian Abercrombie did him in the Birds of Prey series. Michael Caine in the Nolan verse. Jeremy Irons in the Snyder verse. Sean Pertwee in Gotham. Then apparently Stars, and then it moved over to HBO Max, is doing a show called Pennyworth.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Now I've watched a little of it, not all, not a lot.
But Jack Bannon would be playing him over there. And then Andy Serkis in 22. So, you know what? As much as I want to vote for Alan Napier because of the 66, I just, when I think Alfred Michael Gough, the guy from Burton, is who I think. Like, he just in. He embodied the Burton, the Alfred role perfectly.
Yeah. I didn't mind the Alfred from Gotham, the TV series. I thought he was pretty good, but
Sean Pertwee.
I'm going to go. I'm going with Alfred from the Nolan verse. His name?
Michael Caine.
Yes, that's his name.
Okay.
I'm voting from all kinds of different verses.
Michael Caine.
Apparently, I like that series more than I thought.
I'm glad that you voted for Michael Caine because I accidentally wrote down your name first. So I guess I did know who you were going to vote for. All right. Then we go to Two-Face, where Billy Dee Williams played. Now, this one I did debate on because Billy Dee Williams, who is Two-Face again?
What do you mean? Who's Two-Face? He's the guy with two faces.
Well, I know that, but who is he before he becomes Two-Face?
Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent. So Billy Dee Williams played Harvey Dent. He never got to be Two-Face. Tommy Lee Jones only got to be Two-Face. He didn't get to be Harvey Dent. So I don't know how you want to vote for that. Just take that information what it is, but that's what happened. Billy Dee was Harvey Dent, was going to be Two-Face, but then they recast him as Tommy Lee Jones. Aaron Eckhart played him in the Nolan verse. Nicholas DiCosto, D'Agnosto, and Gotham. And a guy named Misha Collins is playing him in Gotham Knights.
That's not the guy from Supernatural, is
I
it?
believe it is, yes.
I have to confirm this.
All
That
right,
going to be
well, you're
your vote?
confirming. Jeremy, what do you want to, who do you want to vote for?
Aaron Eckhart.
All right, I'm thinking this might be a clean sweep because that is who I'm going for.
All right, that's where I'm going to go for, but I have good expectations for Misha Collins.
All right. Now, this is our first character where we're going to have to talk about two different versions of the character. We have Huntress, the Helena Bertinelli version, either Jessica Degao in the Arrowverse, or Mary Elizabeth w Winstead in Birds of Prey, the movie, not the Birds of Prey series.
From what and what and what? I
Okay. So,
don't need
Hunt.
their names. I just need to
Okay.
know what they're in.
Jessica Degao was in eight. The Arrowverse, so in one of the CW shows,
Yep.
and then Mary Elizabeth Winstead was in Birds of Prey, the movie, the one with Margot Robbie and all of them.
I'm going for the Arrowverse because I at least remember that stuff more than I remember the Birds of Prey movie or show or any of it.
I didn't like the Birds of Prey movie, so I'm going to vote for Jessica Degao because I did enjoy most of the Arrow stuff while I watched it. Until
Yeah,
I had.
it got too crazy with all the crossovers.
Yeah.
Got too much.
Yeah, I'll go the same way.
All right, now we have Huntress, the Helena Wayne version, who is Bruce Wayne's daughter, I believe, in the various different incarnations of whatever universe happened to be existing at the time in DC, since they're always blowing up their universe and starting over again.
Yeah.
There was a show right after Batman 66 called Legends of Superheroes. I think it was like two TV movies where they had a lot of the Batman characters come back and then they introduced a whole lot of other DC characters. It's harder to find, but it's out there. But that version of Huntress was played by Barbara Joyce. And then in the Birds of Prey series, not the Birds of Prey movie, you had Ashley Scott.
I don't really have an opinion on either of these people. I don't know
Yeah.
who they are.
I figured we might abstain from this one. There's a couple other characters we'll be coming across that we'll be abstaining from, but
Yeah, I got no opinion here.
Jeremy, do you have an
No.
opinion?
No.
Okay, so abstain. All right. Moving on to the Riddler. We have Frank Gorshin or John Astin playing him in 66. Jim Carrey playing him in the Val Kilmer one, right? Yeah, the Val Kilmer one. Was that? No. Hold on. Remind me.
Yes.
Okay.
Remind you what?
Because I'm getting old, apparently, and I can't remember things.
Yes,
George.
I believe the Riddler was in the. God,
Who
which
did?
one was that?
Okay, yeah, because that was so that would have been Riddler and Two-Face against Val Kilmer and Arnold Schwarzenegger and
And
Poison
Uma
Ivy
Thurman.
and Uma Thurman. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Then Corey Michael Smith played him in Gotham, and then Paul Dano destroyed the character and utterly defiled it in the 22 Batman.
I feel like there is only one correct answer for this. For
Frank
this one,
Gorshin.
Frank Gorshin. No offense to Jim Carrey, but
Jim
no,
Carrey.
Frank Gorshin.
But Jeremy, you're voting for Jim Carrey? Okay. Penguin. Burgess Meredith in 66, Danny DeVito in the Burtons, Robin Lord Taylor in Gotham, and then the completely unrecognizable Colin Farrell in the 22 movie.
Jeremy, you want to go first on this one?
Sure. Danny DeVito.
I knew it. I just I th that one I think, man, I'm torn. I'm really torn between Burgess Meredith and Danny DeVito.
Gonna
But
give it to Burgess Meredith.
I okay.
I mean, as much as I like Danny DeVito and his portrayal of it and some of his stories, like during the filming about being attacked by one of the monkeys, I'm going with the original Penguin.
I think I'm also going to go with the original Penguin. I'm going to go Burgess Meredith. I do kind of want to vote for Danny DeVito, but I'm wondering if I want to vote for Danny DeVito because he's Frank, or because he was actually, good at the Penguin. I mean that was a good movie. So this one is going to be interesting. Mr. Free in 66, he was played by George Sanders, Otto Preminger, and Eli Wallach.
Switch them out.
All three of them directors, all three of them for some reason showed up on Batman 66 as Mr. Freeze. I think I know who you two are voting for, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Or he apparently was played by Nathan Parrow in Gotham.
That's Arnold.
Yeah.
The only weird thing with the 66 Batman is that's when like half the screen would be blue,
Right.
right? Where he could go, the screen was blue, and where he couldn't, the screen was red.
I think I want to vote for one of the 66 Mr. Freeze, but I can't remember which one was the one that I liked because they kept switching them out all the time. So I'm gonna just by default vote for Arnold.
Good choice. Good choice.
We have the character of Mad Hatter in
Jarvis something or another.
Jarvis Tetch, played by David Wayne in 66, or Benedict Samuel in Gotham.
I gave it to Benedict Samuel. I can remember that character. I'm having a hard time picturing the other version.
I'm going to vote 66 just because I like that better.
I can't picture him. That's the only reason I didn't go for that one.
I'm going to say nobody.
He's going to go with the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
Now we have Batwoman, in this particular version of Batwoman being Barbara Gordon. You have Yvonne Craig in 66, Alicia Silverstone in the Burton verse, Dina Meyer in the Birds of Prey series, or Savannah Welch in Titan.
Got to go with Alicia Silverstone.
I'm going Yvonne Craig.
Alicia Silverstone.
Now we go to Batwoman, Kate Kane. You have Ruby Rose in season one of Batwoman, are replaced because they didn't like her anymore by Wallace Day in season two of Batwoman until they canceled the show.
I have no opinion on this. Never seen that show.
It's terrible.
All right.
I don't know why how I even managed to finish the first season.
I have no vote.
Okay. I will write abstain on that one, and we will no longer talk about Kate Kane. On to Rachel Dawes. Katie Holmes in one of the Nolan movies, replaced by Maggie Gyllenhaal in one of the other Nolan movies.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
Wow.
same.
I'm kind of surprised, but she just clean sweeped. I kind of thought Katie Holmes would get a vote or two. All right, we have Carmine Falcone, the gangster, played by Tom Wilkinson in the Nolan verse. John Doman in Gotham, or John Turturro in the 22 Batmans.
John Doman.
Nolan won.
I'm also going Nolan because I can remember that one slightly. All right, Deathstroke. Slade Wilson, Deathstroke. I don't know why I put that down because there was only one version of Deathstroke that ever made it cinematically so far, but I did chose to point that out. We have Michael Hogan playing him in Smallville,
Okay.
Manu Bennett in the Arrowverse, Joe Manganiello in the Snyderverse, and then Isai Morales in Titans.
Joe Manganiello, even though it's only brief at the end, Joe Manganiello. Maybe he can bring his lovely wife with him.
Maybe I'm gonna vote Manu Bennett because I thought his version of Deathstroke in the Arrowverse was pretty cool.
Yeah, Manu Bennett.
Not Joe Manganiello and his lovely wife?
Who's his lovely wife?
Sofia Vergara.
All right. Very nice. I vote for her.
Now, Bane.
Oh.
First portrayed by Robert Jeep Swanson.
Jeep.
Yep, that's his nickname, Jeep. That's the only reason I bothered to write that one down. I didn't write anybody else's nickname down, but I just thought, yeah,
Jeep.
that's how big you are when your nickname is Jeep. Then played by Tom Hardy. And then Shane West apparently played him in Gotham.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
That would be a clean sweep as well,
Sorry,
because
Jeep.
I mean, it's not Jeep's fault that Schumacher did not know what to do with Bane.
That was
All
just a
right.
bad movie.
Poison Ivy, played by Uma Thurman in the, well, we already talked about which one she's from. And then in Gotham, you had Claire Foley, Maggie Gyllenhaal, or Peyton List, depending on what season they were on in Gotham, or Bridget Regan in the Arrowverse.
Got to dance like Uma Thurman.
I see what you did there. Uma Thurman. That's the only name I can recall at the moment.
Same.
Kind of surprised that you didn't vote for Peyton List, but
Peyton List. Let's take a look at Peyton List. And along the way, I'll learn about her likes and dislikes as well and other personality traits.
right. I'm gonna need your assistance on this one, Justin.
Oh,
Is
Peyton
it,
List is good. Sorry.
are we keeping it with Uma Thurman though?
Yeah, I'm
Or
gonna stick with
okay.
her with her.
All right. Is it Ra's al Ghul or Ra's al Ghul?
I thought it was Razal.
Okay. That's what I always thought, but I keep hearing other people say Raish. So, all right. Ra's al Ghul, played by Liam Neeson in the Nolan verse, Alexander Siddig in Gotham, or Matthew Noble in the Arrowverse.
Clean sweep here, throwing that out there.
Okay. So,
Liam Neeson's cock.
I mean, that's not why I'm voting for Liam Neeson.
Does he beat up Peter Griffin?
Yeah.
Could kick my arse.
Right. Then you have Ra's al Ghul's daughter, Nissa al Ghul, played by Katrina Law in the Arrowverse, or Jamie Murray in Gotham.
Nolan verse.
There
Tally-ho.
is no Nolan verse. It's Arrowverse or Gotham.
Oh. Which one are we talking about? Isn't
Nolan
she?
verse.
Doesn't she show up in one of the other movies?
No, she's only in the TV show so far. Because what's her name? The one who was in Marion Cotillard was somebody else. I don't think she was, unless I got it wrong, and we're gonna have to do some creative editing.
I thought in one of the one with Bane that she's Roz's one of them plays Roz's daughter.
I agree. Now that you're saying that, that does seem familiar, but
Right, because they thought Bane was the child that born in the darkness, but it was really, wasn't it Natalia Ghoul that was raised down there?
Now I have to go to Google and
Because
read
isn't
the.
it isn't that what the whole twist was? Everyone thought it was Bane who was the child from the darkness.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
But I thought that that was. She was playing the daughter, but I thought it was somebody else, and that's why I did write it down.
Yeah, isn't she Talia?
Yeah, but this is Nis Al Ghul, not Talia Al Ghul.
And I don't remember him having more than one daughter.
Yeah, that is why she didn't get written down, because in this character she was in that movie she played a character called Talia al Ghul. So they changed the character for that Batman movie. Whether or not there's multiple Al Ghul daughters or not, I don't know, but that is why we only have Katrina Law from the Arrowverse or Jamie Murray from Gotham.
All right, I'll go Arrowverse.
Yeah, Katrina Law.
All right, I will also give it to her as well. Jamie Murray was also in Dexter, but Victor Zsasz, the
Oh, Zaz.
good old serial killer who marked himself every time he killed somebody. We have Tim Booth in the Nolanverse, Anthony Carrigan in Gotham, Alex Moff in Arrowverse, or Chris Messina in the Birds of Prey movie.
Anthony Carrigan.
That is also who I'm gonna vote for. Because I like him a lot in Barry.
Nolanverse.
Tim Booth it is. All right. Then we have Lucius Fox, Morgan Freeman in the Nolanverse, Dominic Adam in the Arrowverse, Chris Chalk in Gotham, or Simon Manyanda in Pennyworth. And I'd like to also take this opportunity to apologize to everyone whose name I've already mispronounced and will mispronounce in the future of the episode.
Morgan Freeman, honorable mention to Samuel L. Jackson.
What?
Morgan Freeman, honorable
Right.
mention to Joshua Fwafla.
I believe it's pronounced Fargois.
Ah, okay.
So clean sweep it is. All right, Scarecrow, played by Cillian Murphy in the Nolanverse, Charlie Tay Han or David Thompson in Gotham, or Vincent Kartheiser in Titans.
I didn't like any of those versions of Scarecrow, realistically.
I'm giving it to Cillian Murphy or Cillian Murphy because I just like the Nolan movies better.
That's where I'm going. I didn't like any of the versions of the Scarecrow either.
I liked the video game version in the Dark Knight game. What were those games called?
Arkham
Gotham.
City, the
Arkham
Arkham
City.
City, yeah.
Yeah.
Arkham City, Arkham Asylum.
There was some pretty cool Scarecrow parts in those games.
There were.
But I'm gonna vote for Nolan versus.
All right. I went ahead and voted clean sweep on that one because I saw that coming. We're getting to the end of the Batman characters. We have Thomas Wayne,
Woo.
the man who has been in a lot of movies but gets shot in the head in every single one of them. Well, pretty much. We have David Bassett in 89, Michael Scranton in Batman Forever, Linus Rauch in the Nolanverse, Jeffrey Dean Morgan in the Snyderverse, Grayson McCau in Gotham, Brett Cullen in Joker, Ben Aldridge in Pennyworth, or Luke Roberts in the 22 version. So
Wow.
there might actually be one version where he doesn't get shot in the face. But
What? Flashpoint. Jeffrey Dean Morgan gets my vote. I think in that version he had the best parents.
just because I actually remember that character a little bit more, not that Thomas Wayne has had much to do in anything that I've actually watched since I've never bothered to watch Pennyworth. So I assume he must stay alive in that one for much longer since he doesn't die until much later in that. Because Pennyworth is like a prequel series, right?
I'm gonna give it up to Linus Roach. 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 I like the cut of that dude's jib.
All right. And then for our final Batman character,
Where'd you vote?
I voted for Jeffrey Dean Morgan. I thought I said that. All right, Martha Wayne. This would have made much more sense if I had printed it out differently. So now I'm going to have to do the math here. We have Sharon Holm in 89, Aaron Seeley in Batman Forever, Sarah Stewart in the Nolanverse, Lauren Cohan in the Snyderverse, Brett Taylor and Joe, jeez.
Oh, good luck here.
In some
Oh my
version,
God.
Carrie Louise Petrella in one version, Emma Pates in another version, and Stella Stocker. It got the way I printed it out got messed up. So I'm sorry to Martha Wayne, but I didn't even know. I thought we might abstain from that vote, but or it would just go to Lauren Cohan because she was on Walking Dead.
Along with Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Right.
That would be my vote.
Well,
They had, like I said, in that verse, he had the best parents.
I am going to give it up to Sharon Holm.
Okay.
She looks pretty motherly.
All right.
right then. Now we're on to number two in the triumvirate, Superman.
Superman.
All right.
Superman.
Superman was played by Kirk Allen in the 48 serials, 52 in the Superman TV series. They did an ABC musical in 75 with David Wilson. Then we have Christopher Reeve, and then John Hames Newton and Gerald Christopher. There was a Superboy series in the late 80s that went on for a couple years, and he played Superman in both of those. Dean Cain and Lois and Clark, Tom Welling on Smallville, Brandon Routh, Henry Cavill or Tyler Hoechlin in the Arrowverse.
A lot of names. I'm going to go with Henry Cavill. You know, you throw a whole lot of names at us.
That's a tough one. There are some good ones. I think I'll also vote for Henry Cavill. I
I
like
am
Man of Steel a lot.
the Brandon Routh one, or oh no, that's Henry Cavill. Yeah, that Superman Returns is the Brandon Routh one. I thought Brandon Routh did a really good job as Superman. He just was in a bad movie. But for me, Superman is Christopher Reeve.
But you could also say we're bad movies.
Some of them were bad, yes. And again, I think that shows kind of the age gap between the three of us. I mean, Henry Cavill did a very good job of Superman. I'm not going to take away from his version of Superman. He just unfortunately got lumped into the Snyderverse, which was not good movies. Then we have Lois Lane, who was played by Noel Neal, 48 serials, and the 52 series. But then they switched her out in the 52 series for Phyllis Coates, Leslie Ann Warren in the 75 ABC musical that they did. And I believe this is not the first time we brought up Leslie Ann Warren. Maybe it is today, but I think we brought her up a couple times over in the Marvel ones. Margot Kidder in the Christopher Reeves movies, Terry Hatcher on Lois and Clark, Erica Durance in Smallville, Kate Bosworth with the Brandon Routh ones, Amy Adams in Snyderverse, or Elizabeth Tulloch in the Arrowverse.
Probably Amy Adams. What was the one with Dean Cain?
That was Terry Hatcher. That
I'll give
was
her an honorable mention.
okay.
Margot Kidder.
Wow. All right. I do believe this might be the first time we're going to go different on all three of them.
Which one was in Smallville that got arrested for her cult-like activities?
Erica Durance, but that she wasn't Lois Lane. That was,
I just couldn't. I know it's one of them. I just couldn't
yeah,
remember.
no, she didn't make this list because she only played the that character's only been once, but. I can't, and I can't remember her name right now, but I'm gonna go Terry Hatcher for Lois and Clark just because.
They're real and they're spectacular.
Something like that, yeah. All right, so now we're on to all right, we have Lex Luthor, Lyle Talbot in the 48 series, Gene Hackman from the Christopher Reeves movies, the Donnerverse, I guess. Then we have Scott James Wells or Sherman Howard in the Superboy series. Superboy apparently just kept changing actors every season.
Not too old.
John Shea in Lois and Clark, Michael Rosenbaum in Smallville, Kevin Spacey in the Brandon Routh movie, Jesse Eisenberg
Thanks.
in the Snyderverse.
Snowler.
I don't know where that came from, but I'm in charge of editing now, so guess who won't say it then? John Cryer in the Arrowverse. Who are we voting for here?
Oh, you went pretty quick there.
Okay, I will. Do you want
I
me to?
will. I liked the one from Smallville as going to be an honorable mention because I thought he did pretty good. But I liked Eisenberg's version.
Really?
I did. I thought his version wasn't bad.
Okay, well.
He does a good job of being creepy.
John Cryer was Lex Luthor.
And yeah, which is funny because in the Donner movies, he was Lex Luthor's like nephew.
Ah, that's
In
funny.
one of the in like Superman 3 or Superman 4, one of those.
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm gonna have to go with Jesse Eisenberg is really the only one I remember or know of.
I did not see that vote happening. I'm going. I can't vote for Jesse Eisenberg. He is one of the reasons that I think one of the many reasons why the Snyderverse is just not good. But I'm going to go Gene Hackman be just because. All right, we have Zod. We have Terrence Stamp in the Richard Donner movies, or Michael Shannon in the Snyderverse.
Probably Michael Shannon in the Snyderverse. Because I can picture what he looks like and I cannot picture the other one.
Oh, I guarantee you've seen Terrence Stamp in something. I mean,
Probably. I'm just not picturing him without looking him up. I try not to look things up unless prompted to.
I'm voting Terrence Stamp because I thought he wasn't as physically menacing as Michael Shannon was. Michael Shannon physically was more, but like, you know, mentally and like, you know, just like evil, I think Terrence Stamp was, you know.
No, I'm gonna change my vote. I like that guy. I've seen him in other things.
Well,
Oh, it's that guy.
okay. Well, I trust you guys. Let's give it the clean sweep.
Wasn't Terrence Stamp? No, I was about to say, wasn't he in Lord of the Rings? But that was somebody else. Because I was about to say we had a Lord of the Rings match off
DCR
here.
Terrence stamp of approval.
Oh, there we go. All right, and now for Jor-El, we have Marlon Brando in the Donner movies are Russell Crowe in the Snyderverse.
I'm just gonna give it to Russell Crowe.
Okay.
I have no real reason to pick either of these guys.
Russell Crowe fighting across America.
Yeah, just because he's Marlon Brando, I'm gonna go Marlon Brando. Perry White, good old Clark Kent's boss at the Daily Planet, has been played by Perry Watkin in the 48 serials, Josh Hamilton in the 52 series, Alan Ludden in the 75 musical, Jackie Cooper in the Donner movies, Lane Smith in the Lois and Clark, Michael McKean in Smallville, Frank Langella in the Brandon Routh movies, Lawrence Fishburne in the Snyderverse, or Paul Jarrett in the Arrowverse.
Good God.
Oh my Lord, there's so many people.
Yeah. Lawrence Fishburne it is. I'm just sticking with the ones I can remember. I liked him in John Wick. He can get the nod.
I would like to vote for someone else to make it different, but at the moment,
You can vote Hooper whoever you want to.
Lawrence Fishburne is going to be my guy.
I'm going to go Michael McKean in Smallville, even though I never watched an episode of Smallville. Because I like Michael McKean. He makes me laugh.
I thought about rewatching Smallville. By rewatching, I mean for a first time.
Right. Then we have. Oh, and I voted. Okay. Just so I'm voting for Michael McKean because I like Michael McKean. All right. We have Jimmy Olsen, Clark Kent, Superman's pal, his buddy. We have Tommy Bond in the 48 serials, Jack Larson in the 52 series. Mark McClure in the Donner movies, Michael Landon or Justin Whalin in the Lois and Clark series, Aaron Ashmore in Smallville, Sam Huntington in the Brandon Routh movies, Michael Cassidy in the Snyderverse, or Mecaud Brooks in the Arrowverse.
Oh, that's a lot of people again. I can't picture who half of these guys are. So, Michael Landon.
Or Landon?
Not
Is that just because he was that's Stairway to Heaven guy, right?
sure.
Okay,
It
well, you're voting for him anyway, so
was just a familiar name to me.
Sam Huntington for me. I know that guy.
and then I feel like maybe I should watch Smallville, because I'm going to vote for Aaron Ashmore just because I like his other stuff outside of Smallville.
Excellent.
Lana Lang, who
Lana.
Lana 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 was played by Diane Sherry or Annette O'Toole in the Donner movies, Stacy Heiduk in the Superboy show, Emily Proctor in Lois and Clark, Kristen Kreuk in Smallville, Jaden Gould in Man of Steel, Emily Peterson in Batman vs Superman, or Emmanuel Shariq in the Arrowverse.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I can't picture who any of these women are.
Emily Proctor was in CSI Miami. Kristen Kreuk, if you saw her, you would know who she looks like. Kreuk, if you're looking it up. Jeremy, for you, I think
Oh, that lady.
you're going to want to look up Emmanuel Shariq. That's
Okay.
Chriqui.
Kristen Crook. Yeah, she gets my vote.
I'm voting for Emmanuel Shariq, who I'm probably badly butchering that name.
What's the spelling of that again?
Chriqui, Emmanuel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll vote for
All right. I'll go same.
Right, now we're on to
She's
Pa.
47.
That's insane.
Jonathan Pa Kent. At some point, they had a different name for Jonathan Pa Kent. So I don't remember if I added some of those in or if I left them off, but there was a big debate as to what
What
caused
debate? Who's debating this?
nerds online as to what, because at some point the comic changed his name from like Ed to Jonathan. So anyway, the 75 ABC musical was George Chandler. We had Glenn Ford in the Donner movies, Stuart Whitman in Superboy, Eddie Jones in Lois and Clark, John Schneider in Smallville, Kevin Costner in the Snyderverse, or Fred Henderson in Arrowverse.
Good grief. I'm going with the good old Dukes of Hazzard.
Which one is that?
Josh. John Schneider.
Okay, John. Okay, yeah, there we go. That's I
Was
should
he
have
one?
known.
Yeah,
Yeah,
wasn't
you're
he
right.
one
He
of the.
wasn't. Yeah, he was on Dukes of
Yeah,
Hazzard.
he was one of the good old Duke boys.
Oh, look at that.
I can't remember which one.
Bo? Yeah, I'll go for that
He looks like a father figure, doesn't he? And
guy. Yeah.
his red flannel,
And
red plaid.
just so I don't completely shit on the Snyderverse, left and right, I'm voting Kevin Costner.
Wow.
Because he did a good job, or because he's Kevin Costner?
Both. All right, now we're on to Martha. Martha Ma Kent. We have Virginia Carroll in the 48 series, Irene Tedrow on the 75 ABC musical, Phyllis Thaxter or Salome Jens in Superboy, Kay Callan in Lois and Clark, Annette O'Toole in Smallville, Eva Marie Saint in Superman Returns to the Brandon Routh movie, Diane Lane in the Snyderverse, Michelle Scarabelli in the Arrowverse, Sarah Dinkins in the Titans. So she's actually been, Martha Ma has been in more than Pa.
Holy crap.
Diane Lane.
What's with the Superman musical?
They did a like a suit in 75, they did a TV movie for Superman, and it was a musical on ABC. I couldn't find it anywhere, but I found a lot of references to it.
Kind of want to see such a thing.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. Annette O'Toole looks very motherly.
All right, I'm gonna vote
It
Eva
looks like
Marie.
you can watch the entire musical, maybe if I found the right one on
On YouTube?
YouTube.
Oh, probably. You can find just about everything. I'm going to vote for Eva Marie Saint because I feel like she was on one of those 80s, like Macmillan and Wife or the, one of the Scarecrow and Mrs. King or something like that, that my parents always used to watch. All right. Now, sticking in the Superman world, we have Supergirl. Helen Slater played her in the Supergirl movie in 84. Laura Vandervoort played her in Smallville. Melissa Benoist plays her in Arrowverse. And Sasha Calle will be playing her in the upcoming Flash movie. Since they have trailers for it and she has been in the trailers, we can talk about her.
All right.
I'm just going with the Arrowverse.
Melissa Benoist.
Sure. Melissa Benoist. Weird name.
Melissa Benoist. I'm going to vote for her as well.
And is that just because she is heavily involved in the Quickstop universe?
Well, that could be a little bit of it. That could be part of it.
Part of me wants to vote for Helen Slater just to be different here, but I will say that Melissa did a really good job as Supergirl when this show was watchable before it really fell apart there at the end. So I'm gonna give it a clean sweep there. We have Brainiac, played by James Marsters in Smallville, and Krypton. There was a show very briefly on the Sci-Fi Network called Krypton. It was like a super prequel, like happened even before Superman was born and before the planet blew up. So Brainiac was played by Blake Ritson, or
Okay.
that version of Brainiac, because there was a different Brainiac that was in the Arrowverse, but that was not the same Brainiac. So I mean, we can abstain if we want to.
James Marsters.
Okay.
That
I guess we'll
sounds like
vote
a
then.
made-up name. Blake Ritson for me, because he looks like he could be pretty villainous.
I'm gonna vote no.
That's fair.
Okay.
Because I've not seen either of them, so I don't have. All right, now we have Doomsday, played by Dario D'Alessio in Smallville, Stasnir in Krypton, or Robin Atkin Downs in the Snyderverse, which we didn't actually see him because he was just completely mocap, but that's who did.
Doomsday in the Snyderverse.
Okay.
Motion capture for the win.
Doomsday. Yeah, well, I like the sound of the first few fellas' names, but I can't recall what they were. So I'm gonna say, can't even remember the other guy, but I am gonna say that one.
Okay.
The motion captured guy.
Just because I have a hard time believing that Smallville or Krypton got Doomsday even remotely close to being right, where the Snyderverse mostly got it right, I'm gonna give it to Robert Atkin Downs as well.
Smallville is on Hulu. I might have to start watching it.
I'm getting caught up with some stuff, so maybe I'll start giving that one a shot.
Yeah, Allison Mack. That's the lady.
Yes, that's the one who went to jail for being involved in a sex cult.
Yes.
I remember her.
And then for our last Superman character, we have Metallo, the metal version of Superman. But this in particular version of Metallo is the John Corbin version, because there are other Metallos. We have Scott Valentine and Lois and Clark, good old Brian Austin Green in Smallville, or Frederick Schmidt in the Arrowverse.
I'll go first on
Ooh.
this one. I'm going to give it to my boy Brian Austin Green.
90210 for the win. I'm giving it to him as well.
Who's the other one? Fred Schmidt?
Frederick Schmidt.
Schmidt.
That's who you're voting for, or?
I'm not sure. I was trying to figure out who he was, but I don't know where I'm. I'm looking at some Olympic swimmer named Fred Schmidt.
Fred.
I mean, it very well could be the same guy. Who knows? I don't. And then
I'm
Chiquette.
going with sticking with Frederick Schmidt.
Okay. And
He's
then,
also in Mission Impossible.
oh, how about that?
Unless this is the wrong guy, which I could completely be mistaken. Thought he
I
was an
think
Olympic swimmer.
we're gonna get a little bit faster going on because we're getting down to only two or three people playing these characters, and there's also going to be a lot more less to talk about with some of these. But we're going to finish out the Holy Trinity, the triumvirate of DC, and we're going to talk about Wonder Woman,
Gal Gadot.
played by Kathy Lee
Screw.
Crosby in 74, Linda Carter in 75, are Gal Gadot in the Snyderverse? I think we've already had one person vote, so we're gonna vote. We're gonna write that down.
Yeah, I'm gonna go that
Okay.
direction as well.
Yeah, as much as I want to vote for Linda Carter,
You can see her spin in a circle.
I could. Wonder Woman's mom, Hippolyta, or Hippolyta, however you want to pronounce the Greek gods, who knows? You had Charlene Holt, player in 74. Then you had Cloris Leachman, Carolyn Jones, and Beatrice Straight, all player in the Linda Carter series, are Connie Nielsen in the Snyderverse.
Oh, Cloris Leachman.
Okay, Cloris Leachman.
No idea how she did, but that lady used to crack me up.
I'm going Carolyn Jones because she was Lely Monster.
Oh, okay. Well, in a rare turn of events, I'm going to vote for all of them in honor of Mother's Day. Shout out to the moms.
Okay, all.
Woo.
Okay. All right, now we have Steve Trevor, good old Wonder Woman's boyfriend.
Steve Trevor.
We have Cos Garsis in 74, Lyle Wagner in 75, or Chris Pine in the Snyder. I mean, is it?
Gotta go, Chris Pine.
Yeah, I'd say this is a clean sweep for Chris Pine, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the only one we know.
Well, Lyle Wagner, oh, he's one of those guys. If you looked him up, he probably is more known to you guys as an older guy, but he's been in a lot of stuff. He's one of those big time 70s, 80s TV actors. And then we have Wonder Woman's best friend. At least I think that's who she is. In the comic books, I don't know what they did with her in the series. Etta Candy, played by Beatrice Colon or Colin or Cologne. In the Linda Carter series are Lucy Davis in the Snyderverse.
Ooh.
I'm gonna have to vote for Lucy.
Okay.
Is that right, Poppers?
Oh, Wonder Woman. I'm gonna go.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah, I'll go with Lucy.
All right. Clean sweep for Lucy, it is. All right. That's it for Wonder Woman. Now we're on to the Flash. Zipping in right in. All right. We're gonna talk about the Barry Allen version of the Flash first. We have Rod Haas in the Legends of Superheroes series that we talked about. Kenny Johnston and a they did a Justice League of America show in 79 or a movie. Played him there. John Wesley Shipp played him in the 90 series and showed up again in Arrowverse. Grant Gustin in the Arrowverse or Ezra Miller in the Snyderverse.
Grant Gustin. I'd like to see what Ezra does, but
Well, we already saw what he did
I'd like to see what he
in
does on
J.
his own.
Oh, okay.
But it's Grant.
I'm also going Grant, though the John Wesley Shipp version does give me warm fuzzies
Gross.
from nostalgia, you weirdo.
Ezra Miller.
All right, and then there have been a number of men who have taken on the role of Flash in the comic books. You have Barry Allen, Jay Garrick, Bart Allen, a couple other people. Cinematically, so far, we've only had Jay Garrick show up as Billy Mitchell in Smallville. And then John Wesley Shipp switched over from Barry Allen to Jay Garrick in the
Wow.
Arrowverse. So John Wesley Shipp gets to be on here twice for two different Flash characters.
That what a card.
Yeah, I'll give it to the ship. He didn't get to be the Flash, but he can be whatever we just voted for.
Well, he is the Flash. He's just Jay Garrick, not Barry Allen.
Perfect. He can be that guy.
Yeah. The ship.
Yeah.
The shipster.
All right,
Give
John. Good old
Nicholas his
John.
warm fuzzies.
All right, John. All right. Well, not he didn't give me the warm fuzzies in Arrowverse, but I'm going to vote for him there because, just because. Now we also have the Flash being Bart Allen, so Barry's son taking over. You have Kyle Gallner in Smallville and Jordan Fisher in the Arrowverse. Remember,
Go.
we do have the abstain option.
Kyle Gallner.
Okay.
Oh, the other guy, Jeremy Fisher.
Oh,
Sam Fisher.
Jordan.
Yes.
Jordan Fisher.
That's the one.
All right. And I am going to vote no, because I don't know either of them. All right.
Oh, okay.
Now
I
we
don't
also
either.
we have Iris West, good old Barry Allen's girlfriend, Paula Marshall in the 90s series, Candace Patton in the Arrowverse, or Kiersey Clemons in the Snyderverse.
And his patent.
That's exactly who I was thinking.
I'm going to vote for her as well because I didn't even remember that Kiersey Clemons, the Iris West character, showed up in the Flash movies at all. So, or in one of the Snyderverse movies. So, all right, you now have Weather Wizard.
Weather Wizard.
Weather Wizard, who's one of Flash's villains.
Okay, cool.
You have Jeff Altman in the Legends of Superheroes, or Chad Rourke and Liam McIntyre playing the same character at the exact same time in the Arrowverse.
Yeah, because there's two of them.
Right, and they were both the exact same character. So I didn't
Yes.
know how to, it took me much longer to figure out how to write that down than it should
I'm going to give it to the Arrowverse.
Okay.
Because that I am familiar with.
I'm going to as
And
well.
pick one.
Well, it's the same guy, so basically you're voting for the same guy.
Sure, I pick him. The weather whiz out. We got Jeremy.
Liam McIntyre?
All right, so
Yeah, we're
finish that.
just combining names pretty soon.
There have also been many Green Lanterns in the DC comic verse, but so far Hal Jordan is the only one to make it cinematically. We have Howard Murphy in Legends of Superheroes, and unfortunately, somehow I think we're going to be forced to vote for Ryan Reynolds in that 2011 movie, unless we choose the third secret option of abstain.
Didn't Daffy Duck do a good job of being the Green Lantern?
Yeah, but that's animated, and I've said that didn't count.
In what capacity? How'd that happen?
When Daffy Duck was Green Lantern? I don't remember.
There was a crossover?
Oh, I'm sure somewhere in there. I
Yeah,
know.
I don't
Because
know.
he was, what, didn't he show up in Lego Batman 3?
He did.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
When you went to that planet with all the lanterns, Daffy Duck was
Yeah.
there.
That's,
Oh, sweet.
but Daffy Duck not on the list because he's an animated character. You have to vote for Howard Murphy for a show that you just found out existed today, or Ryan Reynolds.
Or none of the above.
Or you can vote none of the above. That is an option. Howard Murphy.
I gotta give it to Ryan Reynolds. I
Okay.
binge watched that whole thing before we started today, so I'm a big Howard Murphy fan now.
Wait, you actually, are you just saying you did because you want
Yeah,
to?
I'm just.
Okay.
That's,
All right, so
I
you're voting
just.
Howard Murphy, you're voting Ryan Reynolds. I am begrudgingly voting Ryan Reynolds because I do like Ryan Reynolds.
As much as I wanted to abstain and not vote, I feel like Ryan Reynolds needs a little bit of
Okay.
love.
All right. And then we have Sinestro, the main bad guy of Green Lantern, Charlie Callis in Legends of Superheroes, or Mark Strong in the 2011.
Mark Strong it is.
The costume for Howard Murphy is amazing.
That is true. The costumes in that series were pretty cool, but I haven't watched it, so I'm also going to vote Mark Strong. I like him as an actor, and this will not be the first time he shows up on this list. We will be talking about him again.
Okay.
Okay. So, but I said I'm voting for him. So, Jeremy,
Yeah,
who are you? Okay.
same.
All
I
right. You got three.
already voted.
All right. Now we have Aquaman, was played by Alan Ritchson in Smallville, or Jason Momoa.
I gotta give it to the Girl Scout cookie.
I assume you mean Alan Ritchson. Ritchson.
Jason Samoas.
Oh, Jason Momoa. Okay. All right.
Tuh.
I will also vote for him because I actually did like Aquaman movie.
Wasn't he also played by one of the guys in Big Bang Theory for Halloween?
I did not count you dressing up as a costume on a TV series as
Was
probably. I don't remember.
Roz? Rajesh? Because he didn't want to be Aquaman.
Jason Momoa.
Jason Samoa cookies.
Right. We have Cyborg, Lee Thompson Young in Smallville, Ray Fisher in the Snyderverse, or Joy Von Wade in Titans?
Ray Fisher.
Jovan Wade, come on down.
I will also be voting for Jovan Wade because I enjoyed his version of Cyborg, and Ray Fisher, I did not. All right, the Ray Palmer version of the Atom. You got Alfie Wise in Legends of Superheroes, John Cassier in the 79 Justice League movie I just found out about, or Brandon Routh in the Arrowverse.
Arrowverse. Brandon Ralph. I liked his version of Adam.
I also liked it. And he got shot out of Superman, so I'm giving him the vote over here. Clean
And
sweep.
DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
And then now we have Dr. Fate, played by Brent State in Smallville, or Pierce Brosnan in Black Adam.
I didn't watch Black Adam.
Only slightly better than Batman, but not by much.
I will give it to Pierce Brosnan. Because it was a drive-by fruiting.
Yes, Pierce Brosnan.
007 gets my vote as well. The Black Widow, they're not Black
Scarlett
Widow.
Johansson.
Wow. Ooh. Black Canary, not Black Widow. Wow, that's. I don't know if I'll cut that one out or not. We'll find out tomorrow. Black Canary, played by Danuta Will Wesley in Legends of Superhero, Rachel Skarsten in Birds of Prey the series, Elena Huffman in Smallville, Kate Cassidy in Arrowverse, or Journey Smollett or Smollett in Birds of Prey the movie.
Kate Cassidy is gonna definitely be my vote for this one.
I second that.
I'm gonna go ahead and third that one. All right. We have Hawkman, played by Bill Knuckles in Legends of Superheroes, Michael Shanks in Smallville, Falk Henschel in Arrowverse, or Aldous Hodge in Black Adam.
Oh boy.
And a fifth option of not voting at all.
That might be my option this time.
I'm gonna give it to the Shankster.
I'm going to give it to Aldous Hodge because I liked him in Leverage.
All right.
Okay.
I'll give it to the Shankopotamus.
All right.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
And
My golf game.
then, as I was doing further research and writing everything down, I came across the fact that Martian Manhunter was in the 79 Justice League movie played by David Ogden Steers, Phil Morris in Smallville, or David Harwood in Arrowverse.
Doesn't he also make an appearance in Snyderverse at the end? There's a, I don't know if it's one of the after credit scenes.
I think so, but I don't know if they, I think it was just a mocap. I don't know if they actually officially announced an actor for it. Just kind of
That's
like the same.
the one I'm voting for.
The one that I didn't write down?
Yep.
Arrowverse for me.
Me too. Because I got to spend a little more time with him in Supergirl where he was actually enjoyable. And then so you're voting somebody I didn't write down?
Quite possibly.
A write-in
Oh,
vote.
a write-in vote. Okay.
Which
Right.
movie was he in? Justice League?
Someone random number just texted me and said it's me, Maurice.
Wow.
Wow, should I be concerned about that?
Nah, you're good.
You're live on Pop Culture Roulette,
Ask him
Maurice.
if he's the space cowboy.
Played
by the actor Harry Lennox.
All right, Harry Lennox. Oh, he was not. He was. Oh, I know. That's right. They said he was going to become Martian Manhunter, but they hadn't made that official yet. Then the whole thing got canceled because he was in like Man of Steel or Justice League or one of those.
That
Well,
says he was played by him in
okay.
two scenes.
All right then. So I wrote that in. Well, look at you. See? This is what I was talking about. I can't do all the research. I know I missed somebody somewhere. I almost missed Martian Manhunter altogether. And apparently I missed one of the people who wrote him in. So, look at you with the right end. Boom.
Job,
Boom.
Justin.
Thanks.
All right. We might as well go ahead and finish it out because we don't have very much left here. We have Toy Man, the Winslow Shot version. Sherman Hemsley playing him in Lois and Clark. Chris Gauthier in Smallville or Henry Zerny in the Arrowverse?
All right. We go on, Nicholas.
I mean, part of me wants to vote Sherman Hemsley because, we're moving on up, but Henry Czerny is one of those, like, every time you see him, like, sometimes he ends up being the good guy, but almost every time you see him, like, he's the good guy at first, but he's going to be the guy who becomes the bad guy because he's just got that face. So, like, I'm giving it to him because he did a pretty good job of being the villainous toy man in Supergirl, the Arrowverse.
I'm giving it to Sherman Hemsley. We're moving on now. Rest in peace.
Arrowverse for me.
Okay. You know who we haven't talked about in the Arrowverse? Because he seemed, I think he played Winslow Schott's son, but Jeremy Jordan was in the Supergirl series.
Congratulations.
Unfortunately, not the same Jeremy Jordan. We should see if he's willing to come on the show just because, he has a similar name.
Similar.
Well, I don't know what your middle names are, so I can't say exact same. I don't know. All
Of us
right.
should have to change it. We should play
Yeah.
like a showdown if he
Okay,
agrees to
we'll
come
have him
on.
come on and
Rock, paper, scissors.
we'll have him come on and do some sort of trivia off, like some sort of night. Maybe we can get him on the next version of the 90s trivia, and whichever one of you wins gets to keep the
Keep
name
the
Jeremy
name.
Jordan. Successful actor been on
Everything's going to be about Rocko's Modern Life.
the successful actor been on many ser series was on every year of Supergirl and has to change his name to something else because he came on a third rate podcast that got beat.
First
Right.
rate in our hearts.
The rules are the rules. Sorry, Jeremy.
All right. Anyway, so enough about him because we're not talking about him. We're on to the Adrian Chase version of Vigilante. We have Josh Segarra in the Arrowverse are Freddy Stroma and Peacemaker.
Have you watched Peacemaker?
Watched
Yes.
like 90% of it, as I do with most things.
I love Peacemaker. That show was awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
That I still hold that opening dance number is one of the best openings to a TV series of all time. All right, now we're on to the character of Roulette, played by Steph
Pop
Song.
culture?
No, unfortunately not. Played by Steph Song in Smallville or Daikin Lockman in Arrowverse.
Whoa. Oh my. Edit that
You
out.
edit out Daikin Lockman?
Whoa. Well, he was an
D-I-C
EA, they would.
It's 2023, buddy.
D-I-C-H-E-N? How would you pronounce it?
Dickin, maybe.
Dickin?
I don't know.
Dickon?
I don't know. For I don't know.
Daishin?
It's maybe it's Dykin.
Daishin?
Who really
Oh. I could have sworn I heard somebody pronounce it Daikin once, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
Fair.
Okay. So that's who we're voting for then?
I'm gonna go for Beep and Lockman.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy her as an actress. She's been in a number of things that I've seen her in, none of which I can remember off the top of my head. Now we have Saturn Girl in Smallville, played by Alex, with a Z, Johnson.
But what part is with a Z?
After the X, it's Al Alex Z, Alex Johnson, or Amy Jackson in the Arrowverse.
With Amy Jackson because you didn't say with a Z.
Also with a Z, silent in the
Really wish I would have looked at that list. Alex with the Z for me.
Arrowverse just because I probably watched it. All right, Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
You're probably gonna want me to beep this one out too, but we have Dick Duroc in the movies.
Whoa!
And the 90s TV
In
series.
what movies is Dick the Rock?
Swamp Thing and Return of the Swamp Thing. The one that,
Yikes.
oh, who directed, a big time director directed the first Swamp Thing. It was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Tim
Wes Craven?
Yes.
Rest.
Wes Craven directed the first Swamp Thing movie.
I gotta watch that.
Robert England?
Not Robert Englund, Wes Craven.
Wow.
So we have Dick Duroc in those movies, or Andy Bean slash Derek Mears in the 2019 series. because if they did it kind of like the Hulk in the original series, where when he was the red, not Swamp Thing, he was Andy Bean, but when he was the Swamp Thing, it was Derek Mears.
Derek Mears. Honorable mention to Dick DeRock.
I'm going Dick DeRock just because I enjoyed the movies.
Enjoys Dick DeRock.
Everyone likes Dick DeRock sometimes.
What is that? Who you're voting for? Who you vote for?
I think I've got to go Dick DeRock.
Okay,
I like Dick
we knew it.
DeRock.
All right, now we have a random character that somehow they've done three times in the history of TV. Christopher Chance slash the Human Target. You had Rick Springfield play him in a 90 TV series. Mark Valley played him in a 2010 TV series. And Will Travel played him in the Arrowverse.
I'm gonna abstain from this one.
You don't want to
Is
vote for Jesse's Girl? Oh.
I was gonna say,
Well,
is it the singer Rick Springfield?
yes.
All right, he can have my vote.
Didn't know he had
He
roles.
tried to be an actor.
Guess I'll come back around and vote for him.
I'm going to vote for Mark Valley because I really liked that show and I was mad that it only lasted a season. All right, and this one's going to be hard for Justin to vote in, but we're going to give it to him anyway. In fact, we're going to make him vote first. Constantine.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Keanu Reeves in 05 or Matt Ryan in the Arrowverse?
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan?
Yeah. I really liked Keanu Reeves because he's Keanu Reeves. But the Matt Ryan version of Constantine, even with the TV series, and then also the stuff he did in Arrow and Justice League Dark, he did the voice acting.
I'm going to give it to Matt Ryan as well. Not the quarterback, Jeremy.
Not that one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Big ups to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan across the board.
That's kind of what I picture when I think of Constantine is Matt Ryan more than Keanu.
All right. And then we're going to finish it off by talking about one of the oldest of all comic book characters, Shazam.
Zeus. Oh.
Shazam. Slash Captain Marvel slash whatever else he was. I mean, whatever they're calling him these days. I don't think they can call him Captain Marvel anymore, even though he was the original Captain Marvel, but I think they let the copyright run out. Marvel was like, ah, it's ours.
I believe they also call him Chuck.
Well, maybe, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Like,
We have Tom Tyler playing him in the 41 serial, Jackson Bostwick in the 74 series, oh, in season one of the 74 series, and then seasons two and three of that series was John Davey, and then Zach Levi took over for the Shazam Captain Marvel character in the Shazam movies, Black Adam movies.
I've already tipped my cap.
Yep, I figured as much. That's who I'm voting for as well.
Yep.
And then when he wasn't Shazam or Captain Marvel, he was known by the name Billy Batson. He was a young child, which is weird and it's problematic, but that's how they're still doing it. We have Frank Coughlin Jr. playing him in the 41 series. Michael Gray played him in the entire series of the 74 series, the 74 series. Or Asher Angel playing him in the Zach Levi movie.
Oh, the Asher.
Yeah, that guy from the 40s.
He's probably dead by now.
Probably, but I will give him a vote anyway. All right,
What
I'm
is
voting
his name?
Frank Coughlin Jr.
All right.
Coghlan.
Do we 2009 is when he passed away.
Wow, he made it for a while. Although I guess he was a child actor in 41,
Nine
so.
1916 to 2009 at the age of 93.
That's a
Oh
good run.
shit.
Yeah.
Our hero of the week.
Right then. Now Shazam's main enemy is Dr. Savannah, who is played by Howard Morris in Legends of Superheroes, or once again Mark Strong in the DC in the Zach Levi movies. Mark
Sure.
Strong.
Mark
Oh, look at
Strong.
that. I think Mark Strong clean swept two categories.
Wow, MVP.
All right. And then we have The character of Isis or Andrea Thomas or Tomaz. She went by all of those names. I believe
Okay.
they don't call her Isis anymore for a reason. She
Smart.
was played by Joanna Cameron in the 75 series, which actually was the very first female-led superhero TV show.
Breaking barriers.
Erica Durance showing up again. I think she showed up one other time in Smallville. Or Sarah Shahai in Black Adam.
Sarah Shahai.
Sarah says hi.
All right, just right. Why not? I'll give her the clean sweep on that one.
I'd
All
have to
right.
really get to know all of them, though, in order to really be able to cast my vote properly.
I think that is a proper vote for you, buddy.
Yeah, I think
Okay.
so too. If you voted the same way you did on the Marvel series, that's who you were voting for on this one as well.
Okay.
All right, so this is going to be a little bit of a longer episode. I did this all for one reason and one reason alone, because I wanted to make a point. I put us through three episodes of all of this voting and talking about it. And I put myself through hours and hours of research to prove a point. One, people always say, oh, this guy, Robert Downey Jr. is the only Iron Man, Chadwick Boseman is the only Black Panther, or so and so is the only. No, we have 12 Batman. We have however many Superman, I think 11, 10 or 11. We had how many Marvel characters that have been played by two or three people? They have been making superhero movies or TV shows since 1940 something. I think we had some even in the 30s. So, guys, it's going to happen. They're going to recast. We have to be able to move on. Sometimes we prefer other ones. As you saw as we voted, some of them we voted three different ways. Some of them we all voted the same way. But that doesn't mean we're not going to have it happen again. So as we move on, just learn to embrace the change and go with
Sure.
it.
Yeah,
Settle down, you fanboys.
yutz. Your basement dwelling nerds.
Right.
So I think I have one more idea to continue on this series, just to beat a horse to death and keep it going. So we might do that next week, or maybe we'll get back to some just regular news. But for that, well, I mean, as long as Ryan Reynolds doesn't play Green Lantern again, just remember that Stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.